This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is the Markets Farm Afternoon Show, broadcast number 69 for Monday, September 21st. I'm Marlo Glass. ICE futures canola contracts were weaker on Monday, buckling under pressure from outside markets. The November canola contract is down $4.90 at $5.2640 per ton. The January contract is down $4.60 at $5.3390 per ton. One trader believes outside markets were keeping a damper on canola prices. Global stock indices have fallen considerably following reports of COVID-19 cases continuing to rise in the United States and United Kingdom. The UK could see 50,000 new COVID-19 cases per day by mid-October without further action, according to the government's chief scientific advisor. Harvest activity across the Canadian prairies is also keeping pressure on canola prices. The Canadian dollar was slightly weaker at midday, which prevented further losses for canola values. The dollar was around 75 U.S. cents due to comparable weakness in the U.S. dollar index. Chicago soy oil was significantly weaker, which kept a lid on canola prices. Nearby contracts were down by nearly a cent at midday. Soybean futures are lower, despite reports of strong export demand. This morning, the USDA announced a sale of 132,000 tons of soybeans purchased by China and an additional 132,000 tons purchased by Pakistan. Another 171,000 tons of soybeans were also purchased by unknown destinations. All purchases were made for delivery during the current marketing year. Corn futures are also lower today. Japan's use of corn in its feed rations is up by about 0.5% from July to total 49.7%. France's corn crop rating was lowered to 59% good to excellent last week and is 4% harvested. Wheat futures are stronger today. One private company reported that about 12% of Argentina's wheat crop is experiencing extreme drought and yields could be reduced by up to half. Another private company said Ukraine exported a record 1.3 million tons of barley in August. China's barley imports increased 97% from last year. Rounding off prices at the Chicago Board of Trade, soybean futures are weaker today. The November soybean contract is down by 19.5 cents at $10.27 per bushel. September soy oil is down by about a cent at 34.2 U.S. cents per pound. September soy meal is down $4 at $333 per hundredweight. Corn futures are lower, with the December contract down 8.5 cents at $3.69 per bushel. Chicago oats are steady, with the December contract up 0.5 cent at $2.83 per bushel. Wheat futures are lower today. Chicago December is down 20 cents at $5.54. Kansas City December is down 17 cents at $4.87. And Minneapolis spring wheat is down 16 cents in the December contract at $5.34. That's a look at the ICE futures and Chicago markets for Monday, September 21st. For Markets Farm in Winnipeg, I'm Marlo Glass.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.